And welcome back to Coach's Corner, live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison. A beautiful evening in Madison as things getting a little bit chilly here these next couple of weeks. But it looks like some more sunshine going to be rolling in tomorrow and also some rain in the forecast as well. Luckily enough, your Dakota State University Trojan football team doesn't have to play in the rainy weather. That's been a bit of a thorn in the side of the Trojans last few weeks as well. And speaking of your Trojans, we have a few here in studio. Speaking first with Dakota State University head football coach Josh Anderson. And coach, like always, pleasure to have you on.
You know what? It's just a joy to talk to you live in person rather than on a phone.
Yes, this is really nice. I mean, there's a lot better continuity when it comes into play as well. It makes things a lot easier as well. Coach, your Trojans 5-2 on the season, 3-1 in the North Star Athletic Association, alone in second place. That coming off the heels of a 59-20 victory over Waldorf last week. You know, that was a great performance overall. Saw the defense force a lot of turnovers in that second half. Special teams getting in the act once again. And also offense just keeps on firing downfield. You know, just looking back at that game, some overall thoughts from that win.
Well, the biggest thing, obviously, like you alluded to, was we just played a team that we were tied second in the conference with Waldorf. They came off a big victory at home, beating Valley City State, who's extremely tough every year. We play them next after this bye week. And, you know, for us to go 59-20 in that game was just awesome. But I'll tell you, the biggest thing is our defense. The way they're playing lately, and it's nice to see the offense clicking and making big plays and making things happen, no doubt about it. But when our defense holds people to three touchdowns or less and gives our offense the ball back, and especially in good field position, like there's just no way anybody can handle us or beat us in those situations. And so when the offense is clicking and doing well, but when the defense is playing that way, man, it's just tough for teams to be able to come into Madison especially and be able to hang with us in that aspect.
Yeah, and especially with one of those teams that you'd taken down last week, that being Waldorf University, and their quarterback Hilton Joseph, who was a really, really good quarterback to see out on the field, and also one of the number one offensive units in the conference. You go out there and you force, I mean, four turnovers, especially in the second half, get a couple interceptions. Mike McAllister with a couple of forced fumbles as well. One he literally just ripped right out of the running back's hands. That one definitely woke up a lot of people because it happened right along your guys' sideline as well. You know, just you'd alluded to as well that that just going from the first to the second half, you know, the defense was hanging around as well. A couple late scores by the Warriors in that first half, but still able to bounce back and so much just hold them down for the entirety of that second half and just force those turnovers. Last couple of weeks, it's been like that as well. Really things starting to come into play here for the defense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Obviously, in the first half, when you're playing a good team like Waldorf and that quarterback, like you mentioned, he was the national NAI Offensive Player of the Week. He was our conference Offensive Player of the Week. And so we were extremely concerned about him, his ability to throw the ball as well as run the ball. He's one of the most unique quarterbacks in our conference. We've got some guys that throw the ball really well, but he does both. And that's just what I'm talking about. Our defense knew it. We had a great game plan with Coach Miller and the boys on the defensive side, and they just executed it wonderfully. And, yeah, Mike McAllister did a good job. You know, Mike's funny. You never know what you're going to get with
exactly,
Mike and
it is.
His effort. But one of those deals was Darby Neal coming off the edge, jumped over a cut, got back on his feet, or I should just say balanced up on his feet because he never went down, and then he just drilled that quarterback, and the ball popped over to Mike's lap, and Mike jumped on it. And the other time, like you said, he ripped it out of the guy's arms. And honestly, I don't know if the guy was down or his momentum was lost, but on the way down, Mike ripped it out and got up with it. And I think the referee just kind of looked at him and thought, you know what, I'm not going to disagree with this big boy here. I'm just going to give DSU the ball and we'll move on.
In front of your guys' sideline, too, there's a lot of factors that may have gone in that decision. Either way, a good, clean play as well. Speaking of Darby Neal as well, for those who have been listening to KJAM since basically the start of August, Darby Neal featured heavily in our DSU football promos as well. Nice big sack towards the end of the season last year as one of our exciting plays that we throw in the weekly promo. So for those who have been listening all season as long, if you haven't heard, well, first off, you need to start listening to KJAM radio, and you definitely know the name Darby Neal as well. We'll be talking with Darby along with Brock Reinhiller. They're joining us here in studio here in a couple moments. Coach, as well, now you head into your bye week, 5-2 overall. I'm sure there's plenty of time to get yourself rested up along with some players, you know, to kind of hampering with some injuries and everything, and get you ready for this tough rest of the way on the conference schedule, starting with Valley next week and also Dickinson State right after that, with Dickinson at home, you know, just kind of getting ready for that start of the second half of this schedule, you know, just things that you're going to be keeping your eye on here for the rest of this season.
Well, the big thing is last year, it's kind of, you know, it's a different team, but a lot of similarities as in this position we were in last year. Last year we were 5-1 nationally ranked going into this bye week, and I really felt like we had 2 weeks of good practice. We came into the Valley City game. They came here last year, and we just came out flat, and they really put it on us. And we just had no answer for what they had, and it came down to just attitude and effort in that situation. Well, we've been talking about it since then, since last year, and despite Valley City's record this year, that's irrelevant. They're a dang good ball club. They've lost a couple close games like we have, and we know they're a good ball club. And, you know, going up there, it's always tough to win in North Dakota.
That it is.
And, you know, playing a good team like Valley City State in North Dakota, never an exciting thing in that aspect. But the idea of playing a good team and being able to take care of business this year like we were not able to do last year, that's a major thing for us. And today we went out and had – today was really our first – full practice that we had this week. We really gave Monday off. Yesterday was just a walkthrough, talk-through kind of practice. So just to get their legs fresh and things like that. And I think the boys responded well today. It was a good practice. There was a lot of good energy. And you know what? We know what's at stake. Last year we didn't handle success very well, where this year I think we're doing a lot better. And the two losses we've had, we've responded in the way we want. It's going to be a battle. We know that for sure. We play Valley City. It's always going to be four quarters and you know, whoever has the ball last kind of thing is what it's going to come down to. And we just need to have a good showing again with our defense. Offense can't turn the ball over. From here on out, we're playing tough teams. Valley City, Dickinson, Presentation has also beat us already. We got them left on the schedule. We play them twice this year in Mayville State. So three games on the road, almost three of them in North Dakota. Aberdeen's not, but, you know, close
pretty
enough.
Pretty close.
But, yeah. So just those simple things. We don't have to force anything. Our guys are good enough. We've got really good health right now. Some guys, you know, have their own issues, but we have enough time to heal up and get those things
absolutely
taken care of.
Coach, as always, pleasure to have you on the show. I mean, you got some other engagements to get to as well, but we appreciate your time like always. And yeah. I know you got your picks in ready.
Yeah.
Got a couple bold statements out on that sheet as well. We'll talk about that here with your picks here.
I'm going to leave these with you.
Of course.
But I want you to know I'm really feeling good about these this time.
Now, you've said that the last 4 weeks and your players have outdone you every single week. I'm just letting you know that.
Well, I just like to build up their confidence.
Well, of course, you know, try to make them look good on and off the field at the same time. Head coach for your Dakota State University Trojans, Josh Anderson, joining us here in studio. Now we're going to be joined with a couple players here from the Trojan football team making their coach's corner debuts. We got Darby Neal, a defensive lineman for your Trojans, and also man who likes to talk a big game, a bit of a local legend around these parts. It is Brock Reinhiller. And gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having us. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. You know, Brock, we've been meaning to get you on the show here for a couple weeks as well. Darby, at the same time, great to have you on as well. You know, you guys have had a couple interesting journeys to get you guys here to this point here at Dakota State University. Darby, you are from Arizona originally. You know, what ultimately led you to your decision to come to Dakota State?
I just really like the town of Madison. It's really friendly. I felt at home on my recruiting trip, and I just really liked it.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those small towns where it feels like a small town. At the same time, there's a lot of things going on at the same time. Now, Brock, you are from Wentworth originally, and also at the same time, you transferred from Morningside College. Now, what led you to ultimately come back to Dakota State?
You know, Austin Opdahl played a huge factor in having me come back to this area. You know, I kind of just, at Morningside, I kind of fell away from the sport of football. I mean, I didn't really love it as much as I did in high school, and I actually really wanted to transfer to Dakota Wesleyan.
Okay.
And then Austin Opdahl was like, you know, come check us out, and met with Coach Hoddle, and I mean, I really just fell in love with the coaching staff here, and they were turning around the program. Those are first winning season in I don't know how long, and you know, I played with Austin Opdahl for 3 years in high school and had a blast, and one of my best friends. So I mean, being back on a team with him has brought back a ton of memories. Like, we've been playing football together since second grade, so.
And it certainly helps when you have a couple of buddies that telling you to come this way. Luckily, everybody here in Madison is probably happy that you chose the Trojan Blue over those guys just down the road over in Mitchell as well. Now, Brock, things to put into your vocabulary. One of those is being a colorful personality and hearing things from your teammates, also seeing on social media and everything. One big thing is the Brock on mantra that you have. And I see that you're laughing right now. You got t-shirts and everything. I'm still waiting on mine. And Coach Anderson said before the show too, he's still waiting on his. Now, how did that little saying and also that kind of way of thinking come about with the whole Brock on phrase?
Actually, you know, I just love Brock puns. So, I mean, any song I'm listening to, like, I love to replace the word Brock with Brock. So, I mean, it's just kind of just a funny thing I like to do, like Instagram captions. Sometimes I'll have like Brock do like a hurricane or something like that. So
I've seen that a couple of times. Still is pretty funny as well when you got a name like Brock and it just works with everything. Usually someone would try to stay away from that. You just kind of embrace it. I love it. Darby, you on the other side of the field, you being a defensive end, now we've had a lot of defensive linemen here on the show. We've had Kurt Bakey. We've had Ron Tortorella. We've had just about anybody and everybody under the sun. Last year we had Big Cliff Marshall on the show as well. He was a hoot to have on. Now with this defensive line unit, and unfortunately in the win against Waldorf, you lose one of those main guys. You lose Ron Tortorella, unfortunately, with a torn ACL, which is a big loss. But at the same time, the amount of depth you guys have on this defensive line and a lot of athletes kind of moving in and out play by play, it seems like, you know, what does that kind of do to affect this D-line group heading into this rest of the portion of the season?
Oh, I think we're pretty scary. Like, we have a bunch of guys that can play multiple positions. Like, Kirk can move up and down the line. Trying to think who else. Montana Jackson, a freshman, he's done really well.
Still one of my favorite names to call out is Montana Jackson. I don't know why, but I love it.
It's pretty cool, but I think we have a lot of depth, and it really helps at the talent we have. Ron went out. Really, it's really going to motivate us to try to finish out the season and finish strong for him.
Yeah, definitely. Especially one other thing that we were kind of talking to a little bit about before the show and everything is that you got a bit of a straggler sticking with you here all the way from Arizona up here to Madison. You got your little brother on the team as well. Now, what is that like having your little brother kind of tagging along with you on the team from Arizona all the way up here to Madison, South Dakota?
I mean, it's fun. I'm really close with my brother. We're only like 2 years apart, so he's basically my best friend. We get along pretty well. And I really never got the chance to play with him in high school because he was on JV and I was on varsity by the time I graduated. So it's pretty cool being able to see him at practice, know what he's doing and stuff like that.
Awesome. Guys, see, hard part was over. I'm sure you guys were sweating it the whole time. We had Austin Opdahl here a couple of weeks ago on the show. He was sweating it the whole time. It's like, guys, you got to relax. We're trying to have fun here on the show. That's the main part. Got a couple of great personalities here. Coach's Corner live from the KJM studios. Now it's time for everybody's best and favorite part of the show, our NFL weekly picks. Week 6 on the schedule here this week. Last week, we had a bit of a disappointing week here from head coach Josh Anderson. He finished out 8-6, which isn't pretty bad. At the same time, John Trout, another defensive lineman, and Hagan Hines both finished 10-4 last week as well. Gentlemen, you got some work ahead of you. How about we have some fun? Before we get into too far and into this thing as well, let's just try to get a feel of where we're at here. Now, you're from Arizona, Darby. Are you a Cardinals fan?
No, I'm not, because my parents are from Georgia, so I grew up a Falcons fan.
A Falcons fan.
Yep.
I'm a Patriots fan. I could throw out about 37.
Blood right there.
I could pull out about, I'm going to say about 3 to 28 to different jokes that being one of them as well. We'll talk about that another time. Now, Brock, I got to get a feeling here. Who is the team that you cheer for in the NFL?
Back in elementary school, I was a huge Brian Urlacher fan. I love Brian Urlacher. Was super sad to see him retire, but, you know, every career's got to come to an end. So I'm a big Chicago Bears fan. Hate to admit that now. I mean,
of course,
not very good now, but still got to stick with them through and through.
Through and through, you got to stick through them thick and thin. I'm sure you were probably just as mad as Coach Anderson was about that Monday night loss at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings as well. I was pretty happy, especially the fact my boy Case Keenum coming off the bench, tearing it up like he has done it this season. Well, all right, Let's dive into things here. First game on the docket, we got the Philadelphia Eagles at the Carolina Panthers, both 4-1 on the season. Usually we'd go with Coach Anderson first, but he had to step away. He's going with his boys in gang green, that being the Philadelphia Eagles. And as he always says, can't pick against a guy from North Dakota. And he's going with Carson Wentz and the boys. Brock, who'd you go with this week?
I got Carson Wentz on my fantasy team, so I had to go with the Philadelphia Eagles on this one.
Okay. Darby?
I'm going with the Eagles, too.
See, I almost went with the Eagles as well. I can see this game going either direction. I'm going with Carolina in this one. Oh, I got Devin Funchess on my team. I got one of the running backs whose name is slipping my mind right now just because he has been awful this season. I'm going with Carolina in this week's matchup. Next game, we got the Chicago Bears at the Baltimore Ravens. Mitch Trubisky looks like he's going to still be the starter. Coach Anderson goes with his Bears. Brock, I'm going to say you probably went with your Bears as well.
Yeah, I'll have to go with the Bears on this one.
Going with the Bears as well. Darby?
I went with the Bears too.
See, I'm going with Baltimore as well. This week, I kind of went with the mantra. Let's go with the unconventional pick. I've been struggling the last couple of weeks, so I decided to go with the opposite of what I'm thinking. Except for this next matchup, I think this one's pretty much a lock. Although, we'll have to wait and see. Cleveland Browns at the Houston Texans. Houston banged up defensively. But again, it is Cleveland. Cleveland has shown some glimpses in a battle of QBs here, young QBs as well. Brock, who'd you go with in this week?
I had a really tough decision this week in fantasy football to either start Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson.
Ooh, so, okay.
I thought, you know, the Houston Texans playing the Browns, I'm going to have to go with Houston on this one.
Going with Houston, Darby?
I'm going with Houston, too.
Yeah, that is a clean sweep. Me and Coach Anderson both went with Houston as well. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if Cleveland somehow gets a win in this one. That is probably the worst thing anyone can say at this point, but I wouldn't be surprised. Next one, we got the battle, the border battle, Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings from U.S. Bank Stadium. Coach Anderson went with the Packers, which is surprising, but Brock, who'd you go with?
I love to watch the Vikings lose, so I also went with the Packers.
Of course. Darby?
I went with the Packers, too.
See, I'm going with the Vikings at this point. This one is just, I've picked them. I haven't picked them at all pretty much this entire season, except when they lose. So I went with the Vikings this week as well. But I wouldn't be surprised if they lost as well. I mean, Green Bay is just on a different level. Somehow, they always find a way to win, especially down in Dallas as well. They always find a way. Somehow they come out with a win in that stadium. Next matchup, we got the Miami Dolphins at the Atlanta Falcons. Coach Anderson went with the Falcons this week. So did I. Darby, who'd you go with?
I went with the Falcons. Rise up.
Okay. And Brock?
I also went with the Falcons.
That's a clean sweep there. I mean, there wasn't much debate on that one. I mean, Falcons just, again, on another level. And hopefully they can close out the season as strong as they did last year. Hopefully they can close out a halftime lead as well. I'm just saying.
Hopefully.
I'm just saying, Darby. I won't dig it in too much too deep for too long. And next matchup, speaking of closing out, the New York Jets hosting the New England Patriots, both 3-2 on the season for the battle of the AFC East crown at this point in the season. Me and Coach Anderson both with the Patriots. Brock, who'd you go with?
I went with the cheaters, so I'm also going with the Patriots.
See, you go out and you throw words like that. I go out of my way to get you on this show, and then you say stuff like that. Doesn't make me like you.
Hey,
you,
we all know the people wanted me on this show.
The people did want you on the show, and I'm sure the ratings are through the roof at this point. I'm sure I can't believe the phone's not ringing off the hook right now. I want to talk to Brock and everything. So, Darby, who'd you go with?
I went with the Patriots.
Patriots as well?
Yeah.
It's good to admit your faults, and especially the better team in that situation. Next matchup, we got the 0-5 San Francisco 49ers at the Washington at 2-2 quote-unquote Redskins. Looks like me and Anderson both went with the Redskins in this one. Darby?
I went with the Redskins.
Alrighty. And Brock?
Looks like we got another sweep. I also went with the Redskins.
I like that. Nice little segue there. Good setup on that one. You got a future. We're talking about, too. Could see a podcast of sorts between myself and Brock here. I've got a feeling it a little bit.
It's a good vibe.
It's a great vibe. All right. We'll go a little bit of speed round here these next couple of picks. Tampa Bay at Arizona. Tampa Bay's 2-2, Arizona's 2-3. Looks like I went with the Buccaneers. Anderson went with the Cardinals. Brock, who'd you go with?
Cardinals.
And Darby?
I did too. I went with the Cardinals.
All right, I like that. That's a respectable pick. This one, a bit of an interesting one. Both teams 3-2. Los Angeles Rams at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags just kind of looking different this year, and this season has certainly been a little interesting. Me and Coach Anderson both went with the Jaguars. And Brock?
Jags.
We went the Jags. And Darby?
Same here, Jaguars.
Well, man, the Jaguars. Everybody going in on the Jags this week. I think this is the first time that I've actually picked the Jaguars all season long. Hopefully it pays out well. Next matchup, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs still undefeated. Pittsburgh kind of bobbing around there at 3-2. Ugly but effective, a lot like my athletic career with Big Ben Roethlisberger. And Brock, who'd you go with?
I went with the Chiefs on this one.
Went with the Chiefs, Darby?
So did I. I went with the Chiefs.
That's a clean sweep on that one. Kansas City looking to go 6-0 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Next one, we got the Los Angeles Chargers. Still absolutely weird to say. Los Angeles Chargers, soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders, too, but they're still in Oakland right now at 2-3. Chargers are 1-4, and it looks like Coach Anderson went with the Raiders. I went with the Chargers this week. Darby, who'd you go with?
I went with the Raiders.
Went with the Raiders. Okay, Brock?
The guys in black, the Raiders.
Of course, I like it, I like it. And then the Sunday night game, the 0-5 New York Giants at the 3-1 Denver Broncos. Who would have thought of this, that the New York Giants 0-5, they lose basically their entire receiving core in a span of about 5 or 6 plays last week at home. I mean, it's just been sad to see. Looks like me and Anderson both went with the Denver Broncos. And Darby, who'd you go with?
I went with the Broncos, too.
Went with the Broncos as well. And Brock?
Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos. It's a clean sweep. That is going to make Coach Hoddle very happy as well. Big, big Broncos fan. Disappointing week as well when we had him on a few weeks ago on the coach's show. Then the Monday night game. This one was a tough one, and especially kind of a weird Monday night game as well. You got the AFC South on showcase. Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans. Looks like me and Anderson both went with the Titans as well. Brock, who'd you go with?
I went with the Colts, even though they broke my heart back in fourth grade when they beat the Bears in the Super Bowl. So,
you know, sometimes you got to break a few eggs to make, you know, what's that saying? You got to break a few eggs, make an omelet or something like that. But I'm sure there was no love lost between you. Darby, who'd you go with?
I went with the Titans.
Went with the Titans as well. I just think the Titans just have that slight edge. This one could be an ugly one. I mean, I'm a big fan of Jacoby Brissett, another Tom Brady flunky that's moved on to bigger and better things. But Tennessee, they just have a couple more weapons than the Colts do with that no-name offense that they have. I think Tennessee is going to do this week as well. That's a look at our NFL Week 6 picks here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. Of course, this is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios. We still got a few sporting events coming up here in the next couple of days. On Friday, we got some Madison Bulldog football on the air for you right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. The Bulldogs taking on Tri-Valley. That game will be at 7 o'clock on AM 1390, also available online at AmazingMadison.com. Friday over on our sister station, that being Jammin' Country 103, Arlington Lake Preston, who is 6-1 on the season, taking on the undefeated Coleman Egan Hawks in their regular season finale at Coleman Egan. That'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff with the pregame show starting about 6:40 on Jammin' Country 103. Don't forget as well, we're going to be covering Coleman Egan football throughout the playoffs as well. Looking to make another return trip to the Dakota Dome down in Vermilion. We'll carry Coleman Egan all the way through the playoffs as well. I'd like to give a big thank you to all of our guests on the tonight's show, starting first with DSU baseball coach Jeff Schaub joining us in studio. Always wonderful to speak with Coach Schaub. We also spoke with Chester area volleyball coach Gene Benson a little while ago. Nice to speak with her as well. Speaking with Dakota State University football coach Josh Anderson and also a couple of our players as well, Brock Ryan Heller and also Darby Neal. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Hey, thank you very much. And Madison, remember, Brock on.
Yeah, absolutely. Brock on as well. You got to throw up the horns at the same time. This is Coach's Corner live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. We'll be back next week as well. We'll have more coaches. We'll have more talk and more sports at the same time. It is literally 7 o'clock at the top of the hour here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also available online at AmazingMadison.com. We'll have the show up later tonight as well for those who missed it and for those wondering as well for the show and all the interviews from tonight's show as well. We'll be back next week. This is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. This is Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM.